Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Do you know your stakeholders? That's the question we're asking here in this podcast. And we're going to look towards the opportunities that may exist within your role or within your business when it comes to stakeholder engagement. What is stakeholder engagement? Well, if a stakeholder is someone that is concerned or affected by operations of a business in particular, or whatever it is you're doing internally within a business, engaging with them stakeholders is really just a process of being able to communicate and getting to know them, getting to know what they want, how they're affected by what you're doing. And by listening intently to their wants and needs, you'll be in a much better position to mold your actions and goals to make sure everybody's on board and set yourself up for more success. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Safety School. For this one, I just wanted to draw out some of the great learning that we're getting from our other podcast, the Safety Podcast, where we interview a lot of people across the health, safety and environment space. And they're longer podcasts, which have a lot of value embedded in them. And a lot of times, you know, you listen to a podcast, I'm sure like myself, for maybe half an hour, three quarters of an hour. And a lot of the stuff that you hear, you maybe forget. So what I wanted to do with some of our Safety School podcasts was to take out little snippets of really valuable clips and information from the Safety Podcast and just fire those up as little short duration podcasts for you to reflect on and remind you of some of the stuff if you have listened to the Safety Podcast interviews or not. Some of the things that I think are really great for learning and for getting us to think about where opportunity lies within our roles and within businesses as well. So the first one we're going to do, and we have done this before once or twice,
that I would highlight. The first is relationship building.
Is reflecting on a few weeks ago.
So
we talked about
when things do go wrong, and in our world they do go wrong periodically, we can pick the phone up and the relationship is much easier. I think the second area is we learn so much. So when we stand up and we have a one-day client safety forum, for us to stand up and say, look, this is a bit of tech we've tried, or this is an approach we've tried, and then we then give the floor to some of our key suppliers or clients and they do the same, we're scribbling at the back thinking, why didn't we think of that? You know, that's a brilliant idea. And suddenly you get shared ideas and also a collaborative approach to a problem that could be related to environmental or safety or who knows what it is. The third thing from a selfish perspective is safety folks sometimes don't have the best of relationships with business development people or maybe with the procurement teams. There may be some friction there. I've seen it a lot in my career. If you start doing client safety forums where you're actually helping them, you know, bring clients in or bring suppliers in, and whatever the motive is, suddenly they see value in an internal function that they had normally seen as a cost center. Suddenly they're starting to say, well, this is valuable. Actually, this safety function, if it can't make me money, maybe it can add value in another way. So I would encourage everybody to look at their ecosystem that they're operating in and start to map out whether it's suppliers or clients or neighbors and actually start to think at a sectorial level or geographically, who are my stakeholders and who within that ecosystem could I start to actually engage more with? Because the benefits both internally and then from a relationships perspective are huge.
That was a little clip there from James and I discussing workplace relationships on the Safety Podcast. And hopefully, as you can hear, there is, you know, an opportunity, I think, within, especially if you're focused on an HSE role, in terms of looking at the opportunity, getting to know people on a first name basis, as James was saying, thinking about what can you learn from listening to the views of all those folks that are operating in different functions of your business or your organization. And that collaborative approach is a learning journey for both you and those that are then listening and engaging with you to get your perspectives. Also, as well as that, James pointed out, you know, it's really important to recognize, is there any existing friction for whatever reason? And if there is, you know, don't let sleeping dogs lie from that point of view. There's an opportunity there to remove that friction by being proactive. So really, you got to ask yourself, you know, am I doing that or can I do that? James went on to mention something that I think is really important and shouldn't be overlooked here. And that is that a lot of functions outside of health and safety or environmental functions will view health and safety or anything related to it as a cost center and a cost only to the business. And really, as HSE practitioners, it's up to us to demonstrate that that isn't the case, that there's inherent value in what we're doing. And really, again, it's up to you to recognize where there may be value adds or opportunities to demonstrate that you are adding value or your function is adding value to the business. So lastly, take a look, as Jim says, at your ecosystem, how it sits at the moment, who are your stakeholders, and ask yourself, who could you engage with? That's it for this one. Hopefully it's given you something to think about. I think it's a really useful point that James has made here, and let us know your feedback on this type of Safety School podcast. Take care. Until next time, see you soon. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.